Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Everybody, for another week on the T-Bone Speaks podcast. You know, we're going to probably be changing the name of the podcast for 2021.
Sad, kind of.
Well, you know, the podcast...
New beginnings.
Well, the podcast needs to be more than about me. I want to focus a little bit more on being able to bring some other guests in, have some regular segments, things like that. And it's time for a change for it to be a little bit more than about me. But
it'll still be all about you.
it'll still be very T-Bone focused.
Yes.
So, certainly. So let me turn it over to Meredith and give her a chance to talk about what's going on in the world of our number one sponsor, 3D Dentists.
Hello, everyone. So we have our online courses are available anytime at 3D-dentists.com. You can learn. We have medical billing, sleep, business, wherever you feel like you need to catch up on some CE. Before we get started with today's episode, I do have a review for us.
And what is that?
This is a game changer.
Game changer.
This is a good one. I'm a rural dentist in Jamaica, the island, not New York. This might be our...
not New York, because there is a Jamaica,
I know.
New York,
that's where everything goes through China, from China.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, if you order stuff from China, it goes through Jamaica, New York.
Right? Wow.
So I'm a rural dentist in Jamaica, the island, not New York, and T-Bone has given me the confidence to overhaul my business model. I've concentrated for years on taking CE and implementing the knowledge acquired while not paying attention to the business and profitability side of dentistry. The pandemic lockdown was an eye-opener financially. Unlike other podcasts, this is engaging with practical, workable advice. He and his co-host, Meredith, are just an awesome listen and way to start your mornings. So good morning, Zulu Doc.
Zulu Doc in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Wow. I went to Jamaica on my honeymoon as part of my cruise.
Yeah.
I don't know why I went as a cruise on as a 24-year-old, but I did for my honeymoon. It was easy. That's why.
Yeah.
And we went to Jamaica, and Mona, I promised Mona that I would take her back to Jamaica, and I have not.
So 20 years.
And we haven't
it's
gone
time.
Back. But I do want to go back.
You can go visit Zulu Doc.
What I wouldn't give to go to Jamaica now.
Yeah.
I mean, holy smokes.
What a year. Well, let's get started on this week's episode of Four Scarce Resources in Any Business.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I've talked about consistently is resources. You know, at the end of the day, our practices, our businesses really reflect our personal life, and we often lack a balance. You know, Meredith, yeah. I heard this analogy on the radio the other day, and it really resonated with me about balance. We think of balance as literally balancing, you know, like I should have my personal
half and half
and half and half. But really, balance is more like a seesaw.
Right.
You know, it should
give
be
give and take.
Well, yeah, because there's going to be times like where the month of December, the balance is really towards the practice.
Right.
Okay. And then there are going to be times like during spring break where the balance is going to move over to the family, your personal life. And so really we shouldn't think of balance as really trying to strike that equilibrium
every single day,
but instead understanding that it's a seesaw that we're always trying, we're always going to go up and down.
And for those of you who aren't watching, he is seesawing right now, making the movements of a seesaw. Almost looks like a helicopter.
Well, that's the most movement I'm going to do.
So you can imagine it in your head.
So, but really about getting that seesaw motion, but then the key is to not have such big swings.
Right.
You know, not to work on getting it still, but just to get the swings.
Teeter-tottering.
Yeah, whatever you white people call it.
Yeah.
So anyway, but part of that is the resources. And look, there are a lot of resources. There's lots of things, but I really want to break it down into four things that I believe are the most scarce resources in any business. So Meredith, what are those four things?
So those four scarce resources are time, mental bandwidth, physical strength, and economics.
Yeah. So, you know, I really want us to dive in and talk a little bit about each of these. Mm-hmm. Some will spend a little bit more time than others. But I believe, by the way, they're that in that order. It's time, mental bandwidth, physical strength, and then the economics. So let's kind of get started with time. And I believe, as many should, time is the one commodity that we'll never get more of.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we only have, you know, X number of heartbeats. That's why I don't exercise.
You don't want to waste those.
I don't want to put too many heartbeats out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, time is there. And as it relates to dentistry, okay, as it relates to dentistry, I think there's a lot of focus, or I feel that there's a lot of focus on efficiencies in a dental practice. And oftentimes I find myself, or I hear other dentists talking about, oh man, I can, and I'm going to use an example, and I'm not trying to be negative about it, but I hear the example like, oh, I got this new machine that will make my composites cure 10 seconds faster.
Yes, I was or just six seconds. Yeah, yeah.
Or I can mill my crown in 8 minutes instead of 10 minutes.
Right.
And really,
are you going to take those 2 minutes and add them all up and do one extra crown?
Well, you can. My point in that is you can't.
Right.
You can't take 2 minutes from each patient and suddenly, efficiencies don't matter if you don't schedule differently.
Right.
Okay. So number one is on when I talk about efficiencies and time is the efficiency. Like, for example, I schedule an hour and a half for a crown from start to finish.
Okay. Right.
So if I suddenly can mill 5 minutes faster or fire 5 minutes faster or prep 5 minutes faster individually, I'm not suddenly going to schedule 1 hour and 25 minutes.
Right.
Or 1 hour and 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So efficiencies have to be in the increment of times that you schedule in. And so most offices schedule either in 10-minute increments or 15-minute increments. So if you can't install an efficiency
that makes a difference.
That makes a 10 or 15-minute difference.
Right.
It's not really getting you forward.
It's kind of just a trap.
It is, right? And now while you mentioned trap, I also want to talk about this. One of the traps of efficiencies, as I see it, is that efficiencies are always built around a fundamental flaw. And that flaw is that you're going to take that time and see more patients. And so how many of us listening, how many of you listening, driving in your car, walking, you know, or exercising or whatever it is we're doing, how many of us really want to see more patients?
Right.
You know,
The whole thing is to try to see less.
The whole point is to see less patients.
Right.
So when we focus on efficiency, excessively focus on efficiencies. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying efficiencies aren't important, but when we excessively focus on efficiencies, sometimes we lose sight of the bigger picture. And for me, the bigger picture is do more dentistry, seeing less patients.
Right.
Not necessarily, how can I get this thing done 20 minutes faster so I can see one more patient?
Right.
That works to a certain degree. That gets us to a certain level, but that won't take our practice to what I believe our ultimate goal should be.
And do you think because people are booking their schedules 100% full, they're rushing to, you know, get done 5 minutes sooner so they can squeeze in that 15-minute emergency on the side, where your system of scheduling at 80% would allow for that time?
Yeah, and that's a good point. This efficiency comes from us being 100% booked.
Right.
Okay. So let's do some quick math here. Okay. So if our goal is to do, I'm just going to use fake numbers. Our goal is to do $3,000 a day. And then we say, I have an 8-hour day. And then that oftentimes people say, oh, that's $400 an hour. And then they literally book $400 an hour. Then my question is next year, how are you going to grow?
Right.
Like, where is the margin?
That goes back to that seesaw.
Right. Where are we going to grow from?
Right.
So when we're coming up with our goals and coming up with our schedule and coming up with our productivity and efficiency of our schedule, I believe we have to fundamentally follow that we should never focus on booking our schedule more than 75 or 80%. And Meredith, I'd love to do an entire podcast.
I was just thinking that.
Talking about what I mean in more detail about that.
I was just going to say we could do a whole podcast on this.
This December will probably be my best month ever.
Uh-huh.
And it started from a lesson we learned 3 or 4 years ago when we had booked my December with not as productive procedures. And I'm learning to embrace having open time on my schedule even a few days from now.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, just as a side note, and then we're going to move on, I've added a few days in the month of December that I knew. I said, hey, I'm going to go away for 2 months, 2 weeks of vacation in December, and there's nowhere to go.
Right, knowing you weren't going to go anywhere.
Yeah,
and you're not going to do a staycation.
In December 2020, I'm not going to go anywhere, and I'm not going to do a two-week staycation.
Right.
Okay, so I purposely marked it out on my calendar, and I've slowly given the team one day at a time
to fill.
You know, and what I'm finding is it's filling with very productive and quite frankly important things to get done.
So there's
a value, I believe. I believe if there's a lot of things I want to talk about, okay, but if we learn this from me, is don't book yourself full 100%. Focus on reaching your goals, your production goals, in 75 to 80%, because then you have the ability to beat your goals, and or when you raise your goals, you'll have more margin. You'll have more ability to do that without having to squeeze people in or run from room to room.
One other thing we've seen with time before we move on to the next thing is people taking the time to learn new things, implants, sleep, all the sedation especially, and then never taking the time that it takes to actually implement it.
Yeah.
And you've put in so much effort, you just can't find the time, when really that's the thing that makes it worth it all.
I'll tell you, looking at, I'm going to shameless plug for those of you that want to learn dental implants, the digital implant continuum here at 3D Dentist is phenomenal.
We have live patients.
Yeah, we provide live patients for you. And I think the people, and I would love to say everybody 100% love it and do well with it and go back and implement. But about a third really do it. And and I was actually talking to Brett I was talking to Brett today at my coffee meeting with him. And I told him that there are two characteristics of those that really succeed. Number one, those that are in it to win it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what I mean by that is they just buy the stuff they need to buy.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't try to say, well, I'm not ready for this. I'm ready. They just
do it
all in.
Yeah.
Right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then number two is they follow, they embrace our ask that you schedule 5 patients the week of the week after, and
the
you
course.
Pre-block.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a two-hour block each day for the week, and you have one patient already scheduled.
And we send you home with the guide, so you have no excuses. Yeah,
the whole thing, you know. And and those that embrace that and really knock it out, their trajectory is so much, so much more.
And those that take home the plans and the guides and put them in their desk and say, I'm going to get to it, they never get to it.
Yeah, then it just happens.
You yeah. know? And well, that takes us into our second scarce resource, kind of thinking about all the stuff and not actually implementing it, is mental bandwidth. Just trying to do too much at one time.
Yeah, you know, the mental bandwidth, and I will say this over and over again. I think, you know, if we take out time, I think we can only think, not even do, we can only think about so much stuff. You know, I get, you know, there's this
overwhelmed.
There's this macho-ness about saying, oh, I can multitask. I can do it all. Uh-huh. I can not even do it
That's
all.
That's not a macho thing. That's just a... Everyone tries
whatever it may be, but
you think, yeah, you know, you can do it. It's just, you can't do it all at once.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode. I will argue that it's not even doing it all at once. I can't have it on my plate at one time.
Yeah.
You know, so think about my office, mm-hmm. you know, my private office in the office. Mm-hmm. It's not even private. My public office at the dental practice.
That you share with four people.
Right. there's so much going on that it just puts me into paralysis.
Yeah.
That you ask me one thing, somebody else asks me another thing. And I want to say I can think about everything and I can juggle all these plates, but there's a mental bandwidth.
Okay? I would like to come to my office when I have questions, but you don't like to come up the stairs.
That's a lot of work. I'm not going upstairs. You know, that's one aspect of mental bandwidth is really balancing it all. The other part of it is we can only focus on so much in depth,
right?
You know the saying is you're a jack of all trades, master of none. And, you know, I don't necessarily buy into that the way people are saying, like, you got to specialize,
right?
But I also believe that one of the things I gotta admit this on my end is I forget, is that I'll meet people and they'll say, hey, I want to grow my practice, and I'm like, oh man, it's easy, you got to do the sleep ortho implant, SOI, sleep ortho implant, you know, that's what we've done. And the flaw in that thinking is they'll go in and want to do all of it, you know, pretty quickly,
right?
And I forget that it's taken me 10 years to slowly, like, for me, I started with implants first, started with ortho second, and sleep last. And then now we're reinvigorating ortho again.
But speaking of that.
Yeah, speaking of that.
We have a new ortho course coming
In
2021 with Dr. Matt Standridge. Will be available online and in person. Super excited.
Yeah, we're excited for Matt doing that.
So implementing the SOI.
Yeah, so I forget that the advantage I had was I've done it over time.
Right.
Even when we go to my CAD/CAM machines.
Yeah.
You know, when I bought CEREC, it was literally a crown machine. That's all it did.
Yeah.
Right. And now it's crowns, it's implants, it's ortho, it's diagnostics, it's record keeping, it's sleep. So, you know, there's that level of overwhelm. So we really only have so much mental bandwidth.
Yeah.
Okay. And think of it as a pipe. Literally, your brain is a pipe. You can only put so much water in it, and only so much will flow out of it
at once.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you've got to keep up with that mental bandwidth, and part of that is for me, it's focusing on three things at one time. Mm-hmm. No more than three things.
Yeah.
You cannot say, hey, in 2021, I want to accomplish these eight things. Doesn't work.
Yeah. You can do this. You could do the three things yearly, monthly, daily.
Right. But three things. Like, and then you can't add another one until one of those three things is done.
Right.
Okay. So I'm not saying you can't accomplish eight things.
Yeah.
Or 10 things or whatever it is. But I don't want you actively implementing or working on more than three things at one time. At least my mind can't think beyond that. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time. It's like, you know, right now I'm getting ready to go into growth mode in the practice again. And I mentally can't think. I was talking to a friend. He's like, oh, you got to do this. I'm like, yeah. Listen, right now the number one goal is I got to get a third dentist.
Yeah.
Okay. I need another dentist. All that other stuff is just noise.
Right.
Okay. I'm focused on getting another dentist. Once we get that, then I can free some mental bandwidth of my own to be able
to do other things.
To do other things and to focus on those things that matter.
Which would take you back to the basics, kind
of. Yeah, and I was telling Sully this, is that I feel that in 21 years of practicing now, that I've always really circled back around to the basics. It's it's diagnostics, it's case acceptance, it's, you know, patient experience, it's technology, it's new procedures, you know, and it's those five things. It's the hygienics, you know, all of those things. And it's like I never really get beyond that. Every time I try to
branch out, coming back right back.
I come back because the fundamentals matter so
much.
And
that's what works.
And that's why mental bandwidth is so important.
Yeah. Well, that takes us from time, mental bandwidth, and then our third scarce resource in any business is physical strength, something we've been working on.
Yes. You know, I think so a lot of our podcast listeners are younger, okay, and we don't think about this, okay?
Right.
But as almost 45-year-old or 45-year-old, by the time you guys are listening to this, I started dentistry when I was 23, and from 23 to 30, I could do anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could work 8, 9, 10,
prime.
12. No, I wasn't in my prime, but I could. I'm not as good as I once was. Anytime somebody says in your prime, I think about that song.
Yeah.
I'm not as good as I once was. But, you know, I just, you could, your youth and exuberance and, you know, just being young and flexible. Like I was playing golf with my son today on the driving range.
And he's 14.
And I'm just seeing what he does. I mean, yeah. I'm like, Yash, I don't understand why you take the club so far back. He goes, Dad, you don't understand that because you can't get there. And I go, yeah, you're right. So physical strength becomes so important as you hit probably around 35, 40, somewhere in that ballpark, it really becomes important. And that's an area where I think I've really, really missed the ball. I've missed the ball on my physical, which also goes into mental well-being.
Yeah.
And, you know, your physical strength, that goes to your team members.
Yeah.
You know, the strength of your practice, the strength of your team. You know, there has to be a resource into how much energy. And I think strength relates directly to energy, of how much energy people have to give.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, physical strength. Remember, I don't want people to think of physical strength as lifting
like
weights.
Strong, yeah.
Like how strong you are. It's just your resilience as well.
And dental shape. I know after the COVID shutdown, people were like, I'm just out of dental shape.
And
I'm
we are.
It's been 3 months.
But part of physical strength, again, the support structure, all of those things, is our different seasons of life.
Right.
You know, you're at a different place than I am.
Yeah.
Like, you've never seen me spend this much time with my kids.
Yeah.
Right? In the last 5 years, 6 years you've been with us. You know, so I'm at a season of life where I'm trying to spend more time with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so that requires a physical strength.
Right.
A mental strength more than physical strength.
Yeah. And but then, a combination of the two.
So there has to be. So here would be my effort to everybody is, at a minimum, go for a walk every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
move or do something. Move.
Just some activity, some movement. Yeah. I think walking is great for a couple of reasons. One, there's some physical activity. It can help you lose weight. I think just breathing in fresh and clean air.
There's probably people listening that do like 7-minute miles on here.
Yeah, that's a little bit fast of a walk. You know, I'm just talking about a 19-minute, 19-minute, 30-second mile.
We like to stay under 20.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
So we can still work and walk.
But even if I don't go fast, even if I don't raise my heartbeat, I always feel so good when I go to work after doing a walk. And I find that I'm more mentally productive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I think that wraps up the physical strength. So out of our four scarce resources in any business, we have time, mental bandwidth, physical strength, and lastly, economics.
Yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of people might be surprised that I put economics last. And I believe economics should be the last thing that we think about with one caveat.
Yeah.
And that caveat is when we're in survival mode, economics are very important. It might be the most important thing because a business can't survive without a level of economics.
Yeah.
But we should all reach that point where we're not as economically worried.
Okay? Right.
Now, we may not have excess.
Right. But you're out of survival mode.
Out of survival mode. And when we get to out of survival mode, economics is important. It's a scarce resource because, you know, frankly speaking, it's not like we're made of money, right? It's not like there's an endless supply. We're not the U.S. government. We can just print, you know, millions and billions and trillions of dollars. You know, there is a true scarcity of economics. And so we have to keep economics in mind. We have to make it, in my opinion, the least important, I shouldn't say last, but the least important thing that we think about, because economic well-being is a outcome of doing all the right things. It's the outcome of being understanding your value of time, understanding how to be strong, understanding your mental limitations and capabilities, your bandwidth, and economics is there. So here's a few tips I have. Number one, figure out what it takes to get out of survival mode and get out of survival mode. Survival mode kills businesses. It kills people. And, you know, I know this is a time of a pandemic, but dentistry has come back very strong through this, at least for the time being. We had a couple of months of suck, and maybe we'll have another month of that going forward. But we've got to be focused on, you know, just being strong with that, you know, getting out of survival mode. We've got to be out of survival mode because financial flexibility is what comes when you get out of survival mode. And that's when you can make great decisions to really help your practice move forward. And so here's a tip on financial that I've mentioned many of these things before, but I want to remind you because I'll guarantee that 90% of us listening aren't doing this. I believe that every business needs to have an escrow account where you set aside a X amount of dollars or percent of your business revenue into this escrow account. And that escrow account is about helping to grow your practice, helping you to make good decisions for your practice, whether that's renovations, whether that's minor renovations and updates, whether that's an investment in technology. Whether that's an investment in people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's say adding team members.
Yeah. So let's use an example here. Would you say that our sleep business has done well?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Would we say that we're kind of at getting close to what Liz's limits are in terms of what she can do?
For sure.
And so I don't think there's a shortage of patients. Mm-hmm. I think there's a shortage of our capabilities of doing it.
Right.
So now the question is we want to bring a second sleep person into our practice.
Right.
So to me, that would be a great use of my escrow account. In other words, it's a startup.
Mm-hmm. But remember, before Liz, do you think we wouldn't be halfway where we are if you wouldn't have hired Liz on before it was time?
And that came from having a piggy bank.
Right.
An escrow account of extra money to say, you know what, I can afford to bring on an employee, because the best businesses bring employees on, additional employees before you need it.
Right.
You know, when you wake up one day and say, man, I really need another assistant, I would argue that you're not maximizing. It's not too late, but you're not maximizing. And so I would say that we're at a point now where I have to decide, do we go for the jugular with sleep and really go to win and bring a second person in dedicated to it, even though we don't have the business for it right now? But no.
Or the office space. we work out of closets, but yeah, it's fine.
We can get one of those dumpster things. So what do they call them?
A trailer?
A shipping container?
No, we were going to get a she shed out back.
A she shed, whatever that is.
Yeah. Or a trailer.
Yeah.
She shed sound a little bit nicer than a trailer.
My academically gifted English class was in a trailer in middle school.
Yeah, exactly. It was like an annex. Me too.
Yeah, and they called it the trailer.
Yeah.
So having that flexibility to be able to take risks is part of the economics of a practice. So, you know, that's pretty much all I've got.
Yeah. So I think let's just recap the four scarce resources in any business are time, mental bandwidth, physical strength, and economics.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening. I hope you're having a great practice, and I hope that you're working towards making 2021 one of your best years yet. If you need help, I'm here for you. If you need clinical training, 3D Dentist is for you. If you're struggling with anything, please don't hesitate to reach out. We all go through ups and downs in life, and I want to, you know, I decided something at my little coffee thing today.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, my mark I want to make on dentistry is I want to be the champion for single location dental practices.
Yeah.
I think you're well on your way. I really want to focus and help those that want to really do great out of a single location.
Right. Make it great.
That doesn't mean a single dentist, because I don't believe anybody should practice alone.
Right.
But I think you can make a tremendous living by really diving deep on doing great with a single location. I'd love to help people with that. I think what we're doing and what we've got coming and all of this is part of that. So I want to thank everybody and have a great day, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.